Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your opening bell for June 11th, 2025. So this morning we got some breaking news on the CPI. That's the consumer inflation numbers. If you know, yes, last night, if you check that video, I went out and I kind of went out on a limb. I said, these numbers I think are going to come either on point or they might be about a tenth lower than expected. Let's see how my guesses went, because we have Rick Santelli or the CME giving us the breaking news on where the CPI number is going. And this is consumer inflation. Now, tomorrow we're going to get producer inflation. So this is giving us one piece of a two-part series. So let's see what Rick has to tell us in regards to the inflation numbers breaking news right now.
Numbers, Rick.
Yes, our May read on the consumer price index on the headline number expected up 0.2 comes in on the light side, up 0.1%. That follows at least for now unrevised up 0.2. Up 0.1 will be the lightest since it was minus 0.1 in March of this year. If you strip out the all-important food and energy, it remains up 0.1%. That's 0.2 lighter than we were expecting, 0.1 lighter than the rearview mirror. Up 0.1 equals where we were in March of this year. To find a lower number, you're going to zero, which was January of 21. Now let's take the year-over-year perspective. Expecting year-over-year headline up 2.4, and it arrives exactly up 2.4. That is 0.1 hotter than our last look at 2.3. It equals the 2.4 in March. 2.8 was February. That's the higher number we're comping to. Finally, if we go year-over-year core ex food and energy, it's up 2.8, 0.1 lighter than we were expecting, equals where we were last month. 2.8 actually now is third consecutive month in a row. If you want a smaller number than that, you're going all the way back to March of 21 when it was up 1.6. Now, I always like to look at the indices. These indices go back quite a ways. If you look at CPI headline index, it goes back to 1913.
So he starts giving us numbers from 1913. So I'm going to skip on this one. Here's where yields are going. So let's get over to the economic calendar so I can just break these down line by line for you. And let's give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down, folks. So we got core CPI year over year. This is the Moneyball number. Is it 2.8? Expected to go to 2.9. It came in at 2.8. Fantastic. Check out yesterday's or my closing bell from last night. I'll put it right up through here. I called these pretty darn good, I'll say. Okay, we got core CPI month over month went from 0.2. They were expecting it to go to 0.3, and it went all the way down to 0.1. Okay, these are fantastic numbers. You go to here, was 0.2. Now it's 0.1, 2.3. Expected to go to 2.5. It's at 2.4. So I'm going to give these a double thumbs up. So you're seeing nice market reactions to this. Now, don't get too excited if you're out there looking for mortgage rates to plunge at this point, because we have a 10-year auction coming out today, and I'll give you my closing bell how this thing goes. And then when we go down through here, here's more data coming in tomorrow. Then there's really nothing coming out on Friday. So tomorrow, we're going to get continued jobless claims. That'll fill in the void on how the jobs market's looking. Then we're going to get the PPI. Now, the PPI we got today is CPI. CPI is consumer inflation. Tomorrow, we got the PPI, which is producer inflation. So we're going to see how that comes in. Last reading was a negative 0.5. It's coming in at a 0.2 this time. I really don't know how this is going to come in this time. I was expecting the CPI to come down because of energy and a lot of the rent or rent-related equivalent forecasts in here. If you're confused, don't be, because the biggest pieces of a lot of these indices right through here, the consumer inflation, food, energy, and housing. Housing is like 40% of this, and the rent equivalent housing costs have been coming down and coming down quite a bit nicely. So tomorrow we're going to get the PPI. I'll give you a little bit of a beat on that later today on where that's supposed to go. Let's look at the indices right now. Across the board, we have green, which is fantastic. Look at the VIX. We got the VIX above my head at 16. That's fantastic. That's giving us the blood pressure on Wall Street. So as this goes down, trading volumes, or at least the spikes and drops of a lot of this will be kind of smoothed out a little bit, hopefully. We did get, hopefully, a China deal with the supply of real rare earths and things like that. That was the sticky point right through here. We need an agreement with China because China is our biggest trading partner. So what they're expecting with this is if it comes in about a 10% tariff rate, they're going to say that's going to add maybe around 0.1 to the inflation numbers. Not as dramatic as a lot of people thought. So that was good news to come across the tape as well. So we'll be back tomorrow letting you know where the PPI goes. But let's go over to see what the bond market's doing right now. We'll get Rick out of the way here. We're going to the bond market. And right now we have the MBSs up 24 ticks. That means mortgage rates are going to come down a little bit. But unfortunately, we have a huge gap here. So in this case, we don't want this gap to fill, but it could. So let's look at the two-day chart that we have right through here because we like looking at this. Look at it. It was flat yesterday, and now this spiked up. So this might have some reprieve in interest rates. A lot of banks might just be holding off on this for another couple hours to see if this trade holds. But when we opened the gate, we went right up to here, and we've been retrieving a little bit. So at the closing bell, I'll let you know where this ends for today. But so far, so good. I'd say let's go across the board. What else is in the pike? We get a lot of information right through here of what the Federal Reserve looks at when they're meeting. And the reason why we're going to talk about this at the closing bell is right through here. We have the Federal Reserve meeting next week at this time. What are they going to do? Are they still relevant? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in the closing bell video for today. So right now, we had fantastic news on the inflation front. You're seeing that right through here. Inflation rose 0.1 in May prior month, less than expected. And that's causing nice reactions in the markets right now. So I'm expecting rates to ease just a little bit today. It might not be as much as you think, but we might be around 6.9, 6.85 by the end of the day. But stick with me at the closing bell so I can explain to you what's going on and why it happened. So my name is Dan Frio. I do this report actually twice a day. We're going to have a live event today at 3 o'clock to help you guys understand reverse mortgages. Now, if you have an aunt, an uncle, or even yourself, if you're interested or just want to kick the tires on what a reverse mortgage is or truly is, I'm going to give you all the facts behind it because all it really is an FHA loan with a payment option plan. A lot of people think they're giving the house to their bank. That's not what happens. So I helped a young lady out of last month saving her dad's house. So I want to explain to you guys how we did it. Maybe I can save your parents' house as well. So my name is Dan Frio. Like I said, I do this report twice a day. We have a live event on Wednesday where we talk live with people out there looking to buy or sell or refinance. Check us out today. But if you can go to therateupdate.com, here's our website. If you want to reach out to me, our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, I'm a federally licensed mortgage loan officer, meaning I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And the reason for that is I work at a federal bank. But this federal bank is also a large mortgage brokerage. We're set up with 30 other lenders. What this means for you is we have one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan with all 30 lenders to see who's got the best rate and the best program for you. We can also do your loan in-house, but many times we find it that we have programs outside of us that are much better for you and much more competitive. So reach out to us if you would. Go to therateupdate.com. You can give us a call at 844-775-5626. You can even ask me a question right through here. Just click the tab. Make sure you put your name in there and phone number. I'll be more than happy to reach out to you. You can start your application right through here if you're looking to purchase, refinance, or just talk to us. But make sure you go down through here and check out some of the other videos that we have as well as our podcast. We have over 3,000 videos on our YouTube channel. So check those out. I'm sure there's something there that can help you out. Otherwise, give us a call or check out our website. Thanks for watching. I will be back at 3 o'clock with a live event, reverse mortgages we're going to talk about today. And then the closing bell, I'll let you know how this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless and have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.